Hello and good morning. It is 5:02 a.m. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford, Massachusetts. I am your host, Natalie Green. Just getting set up here. You cannot make me crawl over faster than 4:45. I'm so sorry. But, I've got a pretty thoughtful set today. Just kind of thinking about songs that would mean a lot to me, and kind of even approach being a real manifestation of, you know, a lot of the yearning and heaviness that is attached to every wall of my cells, all like 3 trillion of them. Well, anyways, just gonna get started here. Up first are some, I would say, like, junior year of high school favorites. So just a sec here. And thank you for listening. Up first is It's Not a Fashion Statement, It's a Death Wish by My Beloved, My Chemical Romance.
She's a girl who had it all. Molly was her name. Friday night she had a ball. She liked her drinks, see, and Adderall. Molly won't stop until it's all gone. Send her to heaven.
Send her to heaven.
Could you send her to heaven?
Oh, send her to heaven.
She's a party girl and she's had a lot. She tried to quit you but she just can't stop. She goes to 11. Send her to heaven. She went fast and she went slow. And she breaking my knees. Waves are crashing her undertow. Yeah, she got eyes she couldn't see it though.
Right, so that was It's Not a Fashion Statement, It's a Death Wish by My Chemical Romance, and Send Her to Heaven by the All-American Rejects. Really love the title, It's Not a Fashion Statement, It's a Death Wish. It reminds me of, like, it's not a phase, Mom! When I was in middle school, I have my school picture from 7th grade. Frankly, very dark moment. I was crazy, but I was so sweet and thoughtful. But anyways, so thoughtful that I, you know, paid attention to the hair that would fall out of my head. But, like, you know, when I had long hair and I would wear it down, I would remember that, you know, oh no, it's gonna get all over my sweater, and then the people in my class are gonna look at the little hairs on my sweater and they're gonna be like, God, disgusting. So anyways, my 7th grade picture is of me with a ponytail and a black sweater and two little black stud earrings, because that was the closest I could get to being like emo, but like conformative. And also, you know, any hoodles, she was epic. Any hoodles. Up next is I Miss You by Blink-182, which is also just a rock of a song in terms of coping mechanism. Yeah. All right. Up next is Blink-182, I Miss You.
from my nightmare. The shadow in the background of the moor. The unsuspecting victim of darkness in the valley. We can live like Jack and Sally if we want, where you can always find me. And we'll have Halloween on Christmas, and in the night we'll wish this never ends. We'll wish this never ends.
Life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. You were right when you said this is the end. We'll be right back.
All right, so you just heard I Miss You by Blink-182, which was third from, okay, something's in my throat. It's the right way to say the last three songs we listen to. Okay, so it was I Miss You by Blink-182, You Were Right by Built to Spill, and Regret by Plumtree. So sorry. I was listening to Plumtree and Built to Spill like all of this week and last week. And I really like that this show is kind of pushing me to listen to more music, because I've found these pretty cool songs. And I think it's so special that I thought I had my music taste on lock. And that it was perfect, and, you know, couldn't get better than this. And also that I had found every song that I needed. But of course that's never true, and there's always, you know, the chance that tomorrow could be the day that you find your favorite song in the whole wide world. And I'm thinking that this one that I found this week is gonna be one of those. So, yeah, up next is Time Trap by Built to Spill. And then I think we've got another Plumtree song coming up, so, all right.
Thank you.
All right. Real quick, that was Time Trap by Built to Spill, but I do want to read a little something.
Okay.
So, if you haven't considered how prisons are, you know, obsolete, a manifestation of oppression and etc., I would look into this stuff, the legacy and masterpieces of Angela Davis. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States at a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison at a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia is the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. Bad at numbers, I apologize. But it's really messed up. I also, prison and going to jail kind of ruins your life for something that, you know, the justice system subjects so many people to, so really doesn't make too much sense to me, but, you know, people wanting to maintain their power and, you know, be problem. Anyways, so, I also wanted to come on and say, if you've been listening to maybe every sound all at once, or maybe none of the sounds at all, I was just listening to the guitar in the last song, and then the other day I was listening to My Chemical Romance, which, you know, I know every song like the back of my hand, but I actually didn't, because I listened to the drums part, and then I was like, you know, I've never followed this all the way through the whole song. Anyways, I think it's kind of cool to, that's how I listen to music sometimes, so maybe try that for this next one. It is Was That All by Plumtree, great song I found this week, so hope you enjoy.
Go, there's no time to waste.
All right, so that was That All by Plumtree? Was that all? That was everything. Come on. Terrible. I'm so sorry. Love that song, though. You know, like when in those jazzercise videos where they like, you know, like put their arms out like and like by their side. I wish you could see what I'm doing, but I always like whenever I hear like looks at me, looks at, I like want to do some jazzercise, I guess. But also, hope you listen to like one part. Now imagine that song without that one part. Oh my gosh, wait, you literally can't, because you've heard the song only once. But also because it would just sound a little off, right? So maybe you should, like, you know, the band would have to rewrite some of the parts so that, you know, it sounds, you know, remotely better than, you know, like it's missing something. And I'm also realizing that kind of parallels how, like, you know, in a chemical reaction, like one atom. Also, I was thinking about, like, are there as many atoms, like, contained in your body in a closed space as there are in, like, stars? Because I feel like both of those numbers are humongous. But also, if you think about that, they're so infinite. There's infinities everywhere, and also there's rearrangement everywhere, and when a chemical reaction happens, it takes some time for, you know, if a molecule is losing one atom or an atom, an electron, it takes time for it to restabilize, kind of like how a song without a part and, you know, other things. Anyways, I think it's cool to notice parallels in life and stuff. Any hoodles? Got some, you know, some more beats that I've been listening to this week, including a little throwback from my junior year of high school, Beebadoo B-Face. So, all right, up next is New Disaster by Elliot Smith. Such a good song, in my opinion. Okay, and then Ceilings by Beebadoo B.
Thank you. start. Wait until light, wait until dark. I told you, man, I told you. Well, I wonder what it is you're after. Keeping company with this desire. Thank you.
love that's so plainly untrue. If you'll be straight with me, I'll be straighter with you. If you're all done like you said you'd be, what are you doing hanging out with me? I haven't wanted to do anything for a long time, but whatever you got right now will probably suit me fine. If you're all done like you said you'd be, what are you doing hanging out with me?
So I think I just played four songs. First one was New Disaster by Elliott Smith. Ceilings by Beebadoobee. Whatever, Folk Song in C by Elliott Smith. and Trees and Flowers by Strawberry Switchblade. Someone needs to take Elliot Smith away from me. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so up next is, getting towards the end here, so I might pop in one more time, but, up next is Stars by Lisa Germano.
Why do people like stars? They're so far away. They're always there and safe to look at. Wish upon one, I could have been you in that fantasy, far away.
I could do about anything. Anyways, that was the last line. I was just watching the lyrics. And I didn't even know all of them. What was another one I liked? You know, so wish upon one and let it take you far away from here. Oh, that is very good. That is very scrumptiously-umptious in the soul. Any hoodles? This is probably the last time I'm gonna hop on here, but yeah, thank you for listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Natalie Green once again. I'm your host of Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel, and technically you can call in if you want to also. I've been kind of purposeful and intentional about not saying that. It's hard to pick up the phone. Anyways, thanks so much for listening. I hope that everyone who has gotten this far knows that I'm giving you a hug. And I appreciate you letting me, share parts of my brain with you. It is an honor. All right. Obviously, Radiohead is up next, so...
keepsakes and surf films help me get where I belong. I think you could. Stop.